This episode of the Accounting Insiders podcast is brought to you by Out of the Box Technology. Out of the Box Technology is your partner in accounting data services. With over 7,500 industry migrations performed and an expansive network of third-party integrations, a partnership with Out of the Box will augment your advisory practice and turbocharge client accounting operations. Visit outoftheboxtechnology.com/insightful-accountant to get started.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Accounting Insiders podcast. My name is Gary Dehart. I'm the host of Accounting Insiders and the publisher of Insightful Accountant and Tax Practice News. My guest today is Chris Ponick. I have to make sure I get it right. And Chris is a CPA and a certified coach. CPA firm is just under Chris Ponick. And then the certified coaching business is financialadventure.com. So Chris, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to get caught up and tell us a little bit about yourself there. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So CPA, we know what that means. How long have you been doing that? How long have you been in the CPA world?
So I've been a CPA for quite a while. I actually ventured out in 2004 to start my own accounting practice. So pretty much with that, started out on my own. A lot of people can probably relate to this, but had one client that I knew that I was going to have under my belt when I started that, left a very nice paying job, and never looked back. Everything went really well ever since then. So with my firm, pretty much what I do is I focus mainly on payroll services, QuickBooks consulting, and then financial statement preparation on the accounting side of things. Okay. And then as far as the coaching side of things, I really help individuals who are in high stress careers, so like accountants and tax preparers, CPAs, to really get out of life what they really want, because I know for a lot of us, myself included, I know how stressful it can be when you're in the tax season and different things, and you find that time just kind of slips away and you aren't able to get the things that you really want to accomplish in your life.
Yeah. So are you exclusive in the tax and accounting space, or do you have a couple of clients here and there in other who are in other businesses?
So I guess exclusive in the accounting space. Oh, like as far as clients go,
as far as your coaching. Yeah,
gotcha.
Your coaching.
I'm Sorry. Thinking, of course, I've got my accounting.
Like, well, I am a CPA, so yes, that's what I do.
So it is kind of across the board. A lot of who I work with are accountants because it is such a high stress job, but business owners also very much high stress. So I'm working with a lot of business owners who aren't necessarily bookkeepers or accountants on their own. Lawyers also kind of pop into that realm as well. Okay. So it isn't necessarily exclusive to just accountants, but I do work with a lot of accountants. And I think it just comes hand in hand because I understand them so much. I know what they're dealing with. I see it on a daily basis myself as well.
Right.
So
yeah, very natural fit, right? Because you've been there, done that, right?
Exactly.
And it's not as if you're dealing with, but my brother's in commercial real estate, right? So might be different coaching a guy who's building, $300 million developments than, because he just has a whole other set of issues to deal with, right, than a CPA firm. Not that they're any more difficult or any easier, they're just different, right? And
right.
So what is it? All right, so you work, sounds like very heavy in professional services, very heavy in with tax, accounting, bookkeeping professionals. So what are you trying to accomplish? So if I come to work with you, you bring me on as a client, what am I expecting to get out of that? What are you helping me accomplish?
Yeah. So really there's a lot of different aspects when you're working with a coach that you can really cover. A lot of what I see a lot of times are like stress, overwhelm, burnout. Those are some of the three very high topics that we work on a lot of time. Decision-making a lot of time will come into play, self-confidence, imposter syndrome. Those are a couple of things that really come into play as well. Also, people-pleasing. So you might be seeing, like if you're working at a firm and you're always saying yes to everything that's coming through, really working through that and finding out what you can do, whether it's in your personal life or your business, if you're doing a lot of people-pleasing. Because realistically, when you're people-pleasing, they say that you're always just lying to yourself. And we want to make sure that you're really being more truthful so that you can enjoy the life that you actually have versus like always trying to please other people or do something that other people are expecting of you. So I see that a lot also.
Okay.
creating boundaries, which kind of comes hand in hand with that people pleasing also, but also working on relationships, whether it's with a team that you're working with or with if it's family relationships that you're working on. And then a lot of times too, I see like health and self-care that kind of pop into play with that also. And I think that also comes hand in hand with that stress relief, trying to figure out what you can do so that you're not feeling so much stress, because believe it or not, you can have the same amount of work. Like you could have the same amount of work as I have, and I could be feeling very stressed about it. And you could be thinking that it's great because you're bringing in all this extra money during tax season. So mindset too is a big part that we work on a lot also. So I think all in all, it's like as an accountant, like we work really hard, or even other high stress professionals too, we work really hard at the position that we get in our careers.
Right.
And then we just feel like everything else just has to kind of fall to the wayside. And that's realistically not the truth. You can really have both sides of things and really enjoy your career and be happy with your life as well. So.
Okay. So along those lines, so this, I'm going to stick with the first ones you mentioned, kind of the stress, overwhelm, and burnout. Never happens in accounting, right? That's not part of what we do, or not we, because I'm not an accountant, but so walk through that process. Let's say we have our initial discovery call and we decide, yep, we're good to work together. What's that process going to look like?
Yeah. So in general, like what we'll do is really start taking a look at like where you truly are in your life right now. And like, what are the problems that you're dealing with? What are the things that really aren't working in your life? Mm-hmm. And then how you would like to see your life in the future versus, so if there is a lot of stress, really finding out where that stress is coming from, because a lot of times, again, it's a lot of mindset, what you're thinking about it, kind of like the example I gave you before. I might be thinking I have so much work to do and be stressed out about it. You might be thinking, wow, I've got all this work, all this money is coming in, kind of thing too. So a lot of times there's just a lot of different mindset that can come in and different shifts that you can do to really bring your life to a point where you feel so much better about things. Mm-hmm. But really focusing on like where you're at now, and then what you'd like to see your life to be, or what you don't want in your life anymore. And then really just getting to work on what's causing some of that stuff, like really the underneath layers of what's causing or what's happening in your life that's coming up for you.
Right.
And then realistically, when we get to a point where we know kind of what those problems are, to find out what we need to do about them also, so that you do start feeling a lot better about your life. And then what ends up happening nicely is as you start finding some of the ways that you can deal with one thing, because they oftentimes say that how you deal with one thing is how you deal with other things in your life as well. So if it's stress, say it's stress for some reason, and another person is people pleasing or something, or that same person is working on the same types of things, once they kind of figure out how they can work with that stress or the burnout that they are having, those same types of processes they can realistically work on in other areas of their life as well. So really getting more aware of what's going on in your life and what you can do about it is going to be helpful for almost anything that you're doing within your life as well.
Okay. And is that done through dialogue like this, or am I taking a Breyer's, what is it, Myers-Briggs, or are you sending me a 28-page thing I have to fill out to help us identify what my three areas or two areas are that I need to work on?
Yeah. So a lot of the people that do come to see me for coaching have already done a lot of those assessments, which I think is great, because that helps them be aware of like really where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are. But I don't necessarily do that with my clients. Like we'll dig deep into like how they're feeling, what's going on in their life, what's causing different issues, what are the thoughts that they have about things like that, so that we can dig deeper. Like we're not necessarily doing a separate assessment and then saying, oh, you're this, and then kind of work with it. We really are like one-on-one having like, and there's a couple of different options that you can work with me on as well, but really just that one-on-one to be able to find out what it is that you're truly having problems with, and then finding the solutions to be able to work through that. And I think there's so much to, like a lot of times people will think that coaching is, or getting help with a coach, you know, they're kind of skeptical about the whole process. And to be totally honest, I was in the same boat as well. And I just kept hearing more and more about your mindset, how you change your mindset is really how you change a lot of things in your life. And you can have what get what you want out of life. And I just kept hearing it over and over and over. So then I was like, I need to try this out. So I got myself a life coach, and they were able to help me with so many things in my life and just turned a lot of things around. For example, like I would always put work before my family. So my priorities were kind of messed up, and they were kind of going against the grain of what I truly wanted or what I really valued in my life. But as time went on in my career, it just seemed like just kept like taking that high priority. So I really worked through a lot of those types of things. And I can finally say also that my family is higher priority than my work is right now. Although once in a while, work will kind of inch its way back up there again, kind of especially like during tax season. Right. But really working through things like that. I also worked through like the dread that I would have when the holidays would start coming up, because I knew January was right around the corner, and I would just like not even look forward to the holidays, which if you think about it, it's just so sad. But for years, I would just think, oh, you know, the holidays are coming, tax season's right around the corner. I wouldn't enjoy it. I would always just have this anxiety and dread that was kind of coming up for me. And now I was able to work through that also so that I don't have that anxiety and dread anymore. And I can actually enjoy the holidays with my family again. Yeah. And like, it doesn't pay for you to pre-dread on something like January 1st is going to come, whether right. we like it or not. Well, exactly. It more than likely will come.
Right. Yes.
But it didn't help me to dread or worry sure. or be anxious for 2-3 weeks prior to January 1st. And now I really go through the holidays. I enjoy that. And then I'm able to like pop right into January 1st and, you know, with a clean, open mind and be ready to just kind of tackle the projects that are coming in. Another thing too, that I really noticed was that I would be working so hard during like the busy seasons, and I would find myself like, I would be like, oh, I just need to go get a snack, or I need to go get something to eat. And I would excuse myself from my desk and go get a snack, eat something to eat, whether or not I was hungry or not, because I think ultimately my mind was just saying, you need a break. But I just kept telling myself that I couldn't take a break because I felt too guilty. I had too much work to do. And ultimately what that did was lead me through like the tax season, and I would gain 10 or 15 pounds every single tax season, wow. which was ridiculous realistically, but to be able to kind of go through that also and really find out that it is okay for me to take a break, and I don't have to feel guilty about it. And it doesn't even have to be a long break. Like literally I can walk away from my desk for 5 or 10 minutes and come back, and I just am so much more productive. Yep. But I just lost that guilt. And now like I'll still find myself kind of in those situations where I'll be like, oh, I should go get a snack. And then I'll ask myself, like, are you even really hungry? And it's like, well, no. What do you really need in this instance? Yeah. Like, I just need to walk away. I just need to step away from this project. I just need a breather kind of thing. And then to be able to come back. So some of those types of things just work. I mean, it's amazing. And like I said, I was very skeptical at first. I kind of always thought maybe it was a little woo-woo. You hear that too a little bit, but right. I was just really glad that I decided to jump into it and see what actually was going to come out of it. And I know for anybody who might be skeptical about it also, like I totally get it. I've been there. But I would just say definitely give it a try, and just, it's amazing to see what it can do for your life too. So.
And do you get into goal setting in these different areas of your life? I mean, is that a core part of it?
Yeah, that's a big part of what I do, because whether it's a goal that you're setting for your career or a goal that you're setting for your personal life, what we do is we really focus on like, what are the overarching goals, and then find out like what the baby steps are underneath it, and then really set a 30-day goal so that we know that it's something that's going to be obtainable within that 30 days. And really, I work with the clients to be able to know that they're taking the steps that they need to do. I hold them accountable. I hear so often, oh my gosh, I wasn't going to do this, but I knew we were meeting today, so I hurried up and got what I right. needed to get done. Which is good, because, you know, if you're going month to month and you don't have that accountability, those tasks aren't getting done. And all of a sudden it'll be the end of the year and you don't have any of your goals accomplished. So accountability right. is a big part of what I work with the clients, but I do try to break down their goals into smaller tasks. And then we work on them like in 30-day increments. But I do okay. find that a lot of times when I'm working with clients, when we first start working, within the first couple of weeks, they're already seeing value, or they're knocking out some of those smaller goals. And then they end up working with me, you know, month after month kind of thing, because it's almost like they get addicted to reaching their goals. So then all of a sudden it's like, oh, and now I want to get to this, and now I want to get to that. And I just think it's so great when you are able to reach those goals and really just start seeing your life, your life's purpose kind of just grow more and more. And it's amazing to watch people go from when I first meet them to after they've gotten a few goals kind of under their belt too. So.
Yeah. And I think the whole goal setting is something that, well, we're not taught at any time, right? It's something that we actually have to go and pursue and find and find the right books to read or get around the right people who can help encourage us to do that. And it's funny you mentioned about the, 30 days and that last, the 2 hours before your meeting is probably their most productive time, right?
In the whole month. It is. Yeah, I think it is.
That's really funny. So let's talk about, process. You just shared a little bit on the process of what that looks like, but you have a few tiers in your program, a few different ways that you work with people. What are those ways? And then what does that look like again to the individual kind of in their decision-making process? Like, how do I decide, if you've got three choices, how do I decide which one is the right choice for me?
Yeah. So I make it even easier because I have two choices instead of three.
Even easier.
So realistically, what ends up happening is the two choices that I have are the programs that I have. One is a 6-week program where you work with me on a one-on-one basis. So we would either meet via Zoom or on the phone, which surprisingly or not surprisingly, there's a lot of clients that opt for the phone versus Zoom. I think we're just getting so burnt out of Zoom.
Sure.
But either way, it works really well. And then we just meet once a week and kind of go over like where they're at, what we need to work on, find out what the solutions are, the next best steps, those types of things. We also make sure that we're celebrating any of the wins that they're doing as well, because I think that's so important to help you keep being motivated and wanting to reach more and more goals. Kind of like I was saying, some people get addicted to that. They just like seeing what their wins are. So the first way, obviously, the 6-week program. And then the other option too, and partially the reason that I have these options is because the second program is called my Balanced Daily Life Coaching Program. And what that is you have the option to be able to message with me every single day if you wanted to. But we keep it super simple and super clear because so many people are busy and they don't have the time to be able to schedule that one-on-one session to be able to work with me. So especially like during tax season or your busy seasons that might be coming up, especially high stress professionals, when I'm working with those types of clients, it's hard for them to take 45 minutes or an hour out of their day to be able to sit and talk with somebody, especially when it's like during like business hours. Otherwise we would be doing like weekends and nights and things like that also. But the Balanced Daily Life Coaching Program allows you to just message back and forth. And we really actually create a pretty intimate relationship by doing the messaging. If you think back to like any texting that you might be doing with any of your family or friends, like how easy it comes and how quickly you can do it, that type of thing. We run into those same types of things also when we're doing the daily coaching. And like I said, I really wanted to make it easy, convenient for people. So we literally just use email. We don't have any special apps or anything that you need to download. You don't have another password that you have to remember.
Right.
We keep that email string so that you can go back to it and refer to it to see like, what did we talk about last week? What were the things I was supposed to be working on? Those kind of things. But really it's at your own pace. So if it works for you to like, say you just are finishing up your day and you just had a really stressful time with one of your team members or something at work, or one of your clients or somebody in your family is causing some issues, you can easily just shoot over a quick email. This is kind of what's going on. I respond back and then it just kind of goes back and forth. So literally at your own pace when it's convenient. And then like I always tell people, your biggest bang for your buck is going to be to do it on a daily basis. But if that doesn't work for you, that's okay too, because we do a lot of like every third day, once a week. I have some clients that are connecting with me that way too. So whatever works best for you really is what I want it to work best for you, so that you're more able or more apt to be able to keep communicating back and forth, and then we can get more done also. But when we do message back and forth or have that dialogue going back and forth on a daily basis, clients see that they get a lot more done. So if there's tasks in there that they're supposed to be working on, or a question maybe that they should be thinking about, They're seeing the results a lot faster. They're seeing changes happen a lot quicker. So it is kind of interesting too to see how much more helpful that daily dialogue can really help people out.
Because it comes to accountability, right? Especially in, I would imagine, especially in professional services, we have a lot of people that are, you know, I'm running my own firm, or I'm, you know, I am the firm, right? I'm a one person shop. So I don't, who am I accountable to besides me? And I'm doing a great job, right? As far as I know. So right. I imagine having that little kind of voice in the back of the head or the email, you know, reminders is, so the balanced daily life, is that a, because the first one was 6 weeks. What's your term on that balanced daily life? How long does that run?
Yeah, so that one is more on a monthly basis. So once a month, and you can renew as often as you want.
Gotcha.
And then if you feel like, too, as we're going through that month, if you're like, you know what, Chris, I just really want to, I think we need to have a one-on-one. I also have discounted rates for people who just want to schedule like a once in a while kind of one-on-one session. Also, that isn't necessarily every single week. And that works out really well for people too. So I have some people that are like once a month, they kind of want to get together and just have a little conversation, just a one-on-one, just to kind of like, if there's something specific that they're trying to really work through and they just kind of want to just hash it out, like during a one-time session kind of thing. But otherwise I have people too that like once every 3 months or something, and some people just never do the one-on-one. So it really depends on what it is that you're getting. And that's why I really want to make sure that these programs are tailored to exactly the person that is getting them. Because if you think of anything, if you start doing something and you're not happy with it, or you're not satisfied, or it feels uncomfortable, or it takes a lot for you to kind of get into that program or something, it causes more of those things that are going to keep you from doing it. So I want to make sure that there's as least resistance as can be so that the programs actually work out really well for the clients. So, and I've heard nothing but really great comments on how well it is working for them.
That's great. So on the 6 week program, is that set up, is your goal to, it's like my wife goes to a chiropractor. I will go every now and then. I need to go like, I've needed to go for a while, but I haven't gone. But the guy we go to, his goal, he's like, I don't want to see you. And my goal is to not see you. And my goal is to fix you and never see you again, because hopefully you don't get broken again. Is the point of like the six of either of these programs, is it to like the 6 week program, is it to give me a base, give me a solid footing to build from on my own? Or is it, hey, we're gonna give you a solid footing in the 6 week program, and then after that, you know, you're signing back up for another 6 week program? Or what's your goal from there as a coach?
Yeah,
do you want me coming back, or do you want me to be standing on my own?
My goal is that you reach the goals that you want and really have the life that you really truly enjoy. So with that being said, a lot of times within that 6 weeks, we're able to kind of knock out everything, all the issues that you were kind of having, which is great. Sometimes not as much. So just a couple of examples. I've got people who will go through the 6 weeks and they're good, and then they don't renew anymore. But I do always ask them to keep in touch and just let me know. So periodically they're emailing me and letting me know how things are going in their life, which I love, because, you know, I always like to think I was part of that also. I have some people that go through the 6 weeks and then they decide they want to do the daily coaching. So then they drop down to just emailing back and forth whenever they have an issue or something coming up, because they like the fact that if something does happen, like someone's there to be able to listen. So many times, like for me, even for my business, I know it's just me. And if there's a problem or an issue, I really don't have anybody to like bounce things off of either. So sometimes they just like to know that there's something there for them, or someone there to listen. I've also had clients who've gone through the first 6 weeks, signed up for another 6 weeks, and will wait for a little while and then sign up for another 6 weeks because they're working on different things. So, and for one client in particular, I know we kind of started going with their team members and how they were very anxious about how they were like addressing the team and that type of thing. So we kind of got through all of that, and then they wanted to start working on more of their goals and stuff like that. So they shifted what they were actually focusing on, which is fine too, because they kind of took care of the one problem that they were having, and then they started kind of shifting into another one. So I've had clients who have renewed that 6 week package multiple times, and it's totally fine as long as I still have space available. Just because it is a one-on-one package, there are times that I just don't have time to take on additional people. So, but it depends. And if it is a reoccurring client, then I always try to keep that space open for them. So I sometimes have a wait list for new clients to come in, as far as that goes. But, and then the other, like I said, with the daily coaching, sometimes people are just fine with that. They'll come in for a couple of months and get what they need out of the program, and then they'll drop off. Sometimes they come back again because all of a sudden they've got something else. So it really is up to the client in making sure that they are truly getting what they need. And you probably know too, like within your life, like you can be going along and everything seems to be fine, and then all of a sudden you hit a bump and there's a relationship issue within your family, or that maybe is taken care of. And then a couple of months later, all of a sudden there's an issue going on with your business. And, you know, you just, I think the relationship that I build with a lot of the clients, they just know that it's easy for them to come back and then jump right back in and start talking about the issues that they have. And then we really work through them. And I think too, being able to have them get the results that they're getting is very much a priority for them too, because if they weren't seeing the results, they wouldn't be coming back. So knowing that they're getting the results and coming back if they have another issue that's popping up is definitely part of the reason that they're coming back too. So,
Okay. All right. So there's a couple of questions I want to make sure we get to. So I'll throw those out here. And one is, if somebody hasn't worked with a coach before, kind of like you said, oh, I've heard of it. I'm like, I don't know if I really want that or not. What are some things that they need to know kind of coming into that relationship? Because it, to me, it's not a transaction. What you do is not a transaction. It's not a trend. I mean, yes, there's a transaction involved, but it's not a transactional business. It's a relational business. But what do I need to know, again, if I'm a potential client coming to you? What are the must-knows of working with a coach?
Yeah, so I would say, first and foremost, like if you're not sure if coaching is for you or not, I always offer a free consultation. So if you're skeptical or you're not really sure, or you're just on the fence, or maybe you're even thinking, well, gee, would the six-week program be better for me or the daily program? You know, any of those types of questions, I have a free consultation that I do for new clients, and you can go to that financialadventure.com website, and there's a link right there for you to pop into my calendar and book one of those consultations. And really, during that consultation, that's part of where I'll go through to find out if coaching is really right for you. It, you know, is the situation that you're dealing with, is that something that we could work through? How committed are you to really trying to get the results that you're trying to get, and those types of things? So, and really kind of finding out also like what the problem is. So those are all things that we kind of cover during that consultation. But I always tell people too, because a lot of times they think, oh, there's going to be so much homework. Like you're going to give me all these things that I need to do, and it's just going to cause more work for me. So then they kind of hold back and don't want to do coaching either. But to be honest, we do a lot of the work that we need to do right on in the session. So whether it's daily, we're emailing back and forth, or we're on a session like this and really going over what the issues are. Periodically though, I will say, like before our next session, I just want you to think about like these couple of things. And it's not that you have to sit down and spend an hour and a half thinking about that, but as you're going through your life, bringing kids to school or running to work or taking a lunch break or whatever, just kind of popping that those questions in the back of your mind a little bit so that you are a little bit prepared when you come to the next meeting. That's a lot of what the homework is, because we're really digging deep into like what that mindset is, what are you thinking, what's causing those emotions that are or are not causing you to be able to do the work that you want to really be getting done also. So it isn't a lot of homework, if you want to consider it that. And like I said, a lot of it is really just making sure that like you and I would be a good fit, because like you said, it's very much relationship that we're building and really working that round too. So.
Right. Yeah. And I think you mentioned before, I mean, if somebody's even having that conversation, they've already expressed that, hey, you know, I understand I'm going to, I would think they know they're gonna have to invest some time and some money, but it's because they have an issue that they don't know how to deal with, or have an issue that, like in my case, issue I know how to deal with, but I either choose not to do it or kick it down, you know, kick the can down the road. I'll do that later. It's important, but it's not critical. So I just move on when it probably should be critical. So, but we're not talking about me. So other question is, can
or
you,
should we?
Or no. Should we? We don't have nearly enough time to unpack that. So when you have that initial call, so we call up, hey, Chris, diagnose me. Can you tell generally, kind of based on the commitment of the person or what they share with you, whether they're a good fit or whether they'll be successful with a program? Is it, I mean, 1 out of 10 people come in and they're like, eh, it's just not a good fit. What do you, are you able to get a good read on the front end?
Yeah, I am actually. And first and foremost, we want to make sure that we feel like we can have a good relationship between each other. So like if we're able to freely talk about things, we're not holding things back, or the client isn't holding things back for me. I'm usually an open book. I can talk to pretty much anybody. But really making sure that that's going to play out first and foremost, what mm-hmm. the problem is, that it is something that I can truly help them with. And then the third part of that is I truly just ask them straight out, like, how committed are you to getting these results? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you find yourself? And if they say something like a 1 or a 2, then maybe coaching isn't quite ready for them quite yet, maybe, and is even what I would say, because they may need to think some more things through or get things like straightened out within their life that they need to kind of have time or whatever it is that they need to be able to get in place so that they can commit and make sure that they're going to be able to get their goals. Because normally when I am talking with people and they tell me what they want to accomplish, either I've already accomplished it with another client, so I feel very strongly about the belief that I know that they can get it, or even if it's something that I've never worked with, I can tell just by the demeanor of the client how much they want to work on things or how much they don't. So if they're like, oh, I've been wanting this for all of my life, and this is something that I really truly want to get a hold of or be able to take advantage of, I can tell that they really do want it. And a lot of times I'll ask too, like if they do say they're at an 8, I'll ask them like, what's the difference or what would make it a 10 or what's holding you back from saying a 10 even, and then find out what those reasons are also. And then are those something that we can get around also? So we do some pretty in-depth. I know that when I do the consultations with clients or potential clients, I should say, they're always surprised. And at the end of the session, they're just like, wow, you really made me think hard about a lot of things. And I'm like, I hear that a lot. But I think it's just so good for people. Even if all they do is just the consultation, it really gets your mind thinking about things and like opening your mind up to possibilities or what you could even be seeing in your life as well. So,
and sometimes that's what you need, right? It's some little itch that you need to scratch or something that motivates you to take that next step. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's awesome. So, before we wrap up, books and resources, I have this disc series and it's on a CD. Well, not me. Well, I think I may still have the CDs, but they're on my computer now. But this that I've listened to literally since 1990. And maybe, actually, no, that's not true. 2000. My wife bought it for me. I wasn't married in 1990. Okay. But I've listened to it. I don't know. I've probably listened to it 500 times. And it's like this 10-day series. And so that's one that I constantly go back to. But what are some of the books and resources you point people towards?
Oh, there's so many.
That's one we didn't talk about in the green room. So sorry to throw that out there.
No, and just off the top of my head, I know there's just so many. I know one of the better books that I know that I like to recommend to people is called The Gap and the Gain. Author is slipping me, but it's called The Gap and the Gain. And really what that does is it helps you to really see like where you are now and where you want to be and really how do you kind of get to that point where you actually want to be also. So that is one book that I highly recommend to a lot of the clients that I work with. Of course, I'm always going to recommend my resources. I've got a private podcast that I have out there that I talk about like a lot of the different topics that we were touching on before, go in depth with a lot of those and really provide solutions for people to be able to easily just incorporate into their own life. So much like the thing that you're listening to also, I think it just opens your mind up to more about how you could change things or how you could shift that thought a little bit. That, and then, let's see, what else would I say? Oh, I'm just thinking off the top of my head too, other books. There's a
Have you
lot.
ever, have you ever read, actually, I've got a bunch of books here, the 12-week year. Have you had any
Yes.
exposure to that? It's actually really good. I was listening to a podcast and the guy mentioned it. I'm like, I've never heard of that, but I like the process. I've never been able to implement it, but I like the way they kind of chunk it down. And so I've kind of taken pieces of that and pieces of this, and then you work on it and then you stop working on it, right? And then you're like, oh, I got to get back to that. So,
Another one too that I just thought of is Atomic Habits. I don't know if you've read that one.
yeah.
That one is
Actually,
a really,
I listened to that one.
yeah.
And I'm gonna write that down too, just because so we'll reference it here. Now on your site, now you mentioned the private podcast. What is a private podcast?
So I must really like podcasts. So I have my own podcast also. It's geared more towards business owners and people who are interested in finding more about their financial statements. So I did it as my accounting business. It's called Mastering Your Small Business Finances. But I also have a private podcast because I've done that podcast for so long and it went really well and I just really loved it. So I decided I wanted to do a private podcast for people who are in more of a high stress position and they're looking for solutions to try to bring that level of stress down and kind of reduce some of that overwhelm and stuff too. So it's geared more towards like a high stress professional. And that one, I just have it as a private podcast. So you just go to financialadventure.com/private and you can sign up for the private podcast. And then each week you will get the information about the new podcast that comes out. And they're very short. My other podcast for business owners also is I always say it's short, straight to the point, because I know business owners, we work with business owners all the time. They don't have a lot of time to just sit and listen to something. So it's really straight to the point. I'm doing the same thing with the private podcast that I have for the high stress professionals also. Just really getting to the point, what it is, what they can do for as far as applying solutions to their own life also. So yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's wrap it up on that. And the people can find you. What's the best way to find you?
Yeah, so I would say the website financialadventure.com. If they're interested in connecting on LinkedIn, you would look for Christine Panik, Panek. Obviously, if you want to set up a consultation or anything like that, we can definitely go over that. I do have a referral program also for people. So if there's firms that want to sign up multiple people in their of their staff to be able to come in and do like the daily coaching. There's a referral program where you can get $50 on that. And yeah, I think if you have any questions, also, you can just email me at info@financialadventure.com too.
Okay.
So.
And then you also were going to give out a for our listeners, if you sign up for 6 week, I'm having to read it up here, so sorry. So if you sign up for 6 week coaching session, you get 1 month of the balanced daily life coaching for free. So great.
Yeah.
And we'll put
Yep.
that in all the footnotes and all the notes and have links also on this video as well. So, well, Chris, thank you so much. Anything in parting that we didn't cover that you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I would just say, if you're questioning it and you'd like to hear about some of the results, easily shoot me an email and I can like explain some of the situations or if there's a situation like what you're dealing with that I could help you with. But I just think in general, having a life coach really can help you get the things that you really want in your life. It's just another way to just nudge you along to be able to get what you want. And I just see so many things, including my own life, that have happened to people. And I just am such a strong believer. Like I said, I was very skeptical at first, but I'm such a strong believer. And I think the accounting profession really needs help in this area also, because I think there's so many people that struggle with some of the same issues that I kind of had as well. So,
I imagine so, right? So great. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. It is
yeah.
Friday afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll get this posted probably within about, well, it'll be in 2 weeks. So we already have next week's lined up, but you'll see this live in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks for having
Great.
me on
All
your
right.
show.
Thank you.
This episode of the Accounting Insiders podcast is brought to you in part by Xero. Xero is a powerful cloud accounting software that improves efficiencies across your practice. With all client data stored on a single unified ledger, you and your clients can easily access and collaborate on the same set of books. Xero's advisor tools and automation solutions reduce time-consuming manual tasks and put data entry on autopilot. Work faster and more efficiently than ever before with Xero. Visit Xero.com accountinginsiders to learn more.